All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I know many of you are coming in from those fleets that are just standing down. Great fucking work today. Any Sunday when you have almost 1,300 people in our mumble is a good day. Goons are totally going to go to Saarinen any moment now. I'm sure that's the bedtime story Villy and crew are whispering on theirs. They're doing a legacy town hall at about the same time. Should be funny. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to go ahead and get started here. This is not going to be a super herf fireside. Last week, we got together and I herfed many blurfs, and I herfed so many blurfs I didn't really get a chance to take questions or anything like that. In broad strokes, I want to let people know that I'm just really happy with the way that we have all been performing this last week. We've shut the bad guys down hard. We shut them down hard, even though they threw everything at us. They threw everything at us on Monday. They threw everything at us on Friday. It has been a odyssey. And one of the things that I really am super, super, super happy with, which is critical, like if there's any one thing that you got to take away from this fireside and in general is when you see all capital pings or saying that, hey, the bad guys are doing a flash form surprise attack, get the fucking fleet, especially with the carriers and the super carriers, ready to rock. And then when you're out of fleet, we need to get everybody in the habit of looking to their war gear. What does that mean outside of Warhammer 40K terms? That means making sure that you are ready to get in another like 10 ship grind fight at the drop of a hat, that you're not fiddling with making sure that everything is correct. You're just ready to rock and ready to lose. If it takes losing 15 ships in a row, it takes losing 15 ships in a row. If it takes losing 30 ships in a row, that's what it takes. There is no one in the history of EVE Online who can do a full-blown meat grinder grind fight like we can. This is our thing. It's been our thing going all the way back to the Great War 15 years back. And I think that that has been proven in this last week's combat. There is nothing quite like a meat grinder, and that's sort of our whole thing. So this is the counter to a surprise attack, guys. Fundamentally speaking, the counter to a surprise attack is to tell everybody to be on guard and on deck and looking for a surprise attack. I don't expect that the enemy is going to be changing their tactics much, because quite frankly, it is their best way to get in and fuck us over. They are using a sensible strategy in terms of flash forming to attack us, because if they get in and they get into 3D or they get into 1DQ1, if we are unprepared and we don't have our fleets and our carriers and our super carriers ready to rock, then we're fighting from the back foot and things get way more complicated and it's an uphill battle from there. We had some issues with that on last Monday. And then even in that fight, we were able to recover from that and win anyway. And then again on Friday. I don't give a fuck about, especially for these vulnerability period attacks that they're doing. What they're doing is they're doing a surprise attack before our vulnerabilities open. They're hoping to overmatch us and then hack our shit, right? That was what happened Monday. That was what happened on Friday. And that's reasonable, right? Like, they have chosen to not use their supers. And so if they get in before we're ready and prepared, things get more difficult for us. So I want to thank all of you who have been going the extra mile to get into fleets, to stay up late, to make sure that this happens, because I think that if we can keep these guys shut down for another week or two, they're going to be in even deeper shit. One of the things that we are seeing is that the enemy is losing momentum in Delve, and that as a result, things are heating up in the other theaters in this war. So Initiative is running around burning down Horde shit. There are more attacks up there. There appears to be some sort of I don't want to call it a full-blown split, but it's like there's something as weird as happening with what Fraternity is doing. Fraternity is off going and attacking Pure Blind and doing their own thing. And there is chaos is beginning to emerge. And I think that's very good, because the pubbies are finding out that if you blew the entire galaxy for almost a year, well, that's just not so sustainable. And as we hold the line here in Delve, that allows our allies in Initiative and in Bastion and all of our friends across the galaxy that are standing against this, let's turn Tranquility into Serenity, you know, 103 Alliances blue circle jerk nonsense. The more that we're able to hold here and stop these motherfuckers in their tracks by being just absolutely, you know, maniacally willing to lose however many ships it takes to hold Delve, then we're going to be in good shape. So I want to hand out a bunch of gold stars here on this fireside. We've done a fantastic week. It is really good vibes all around, but it's good vibes in that sense of we need to be doing more of this. We need to be doing it better. We need to be putting in the work between these ops, because as you found out, it's because that the enemy does a meat grinder and we win one day, They'll be back in another day. They could be back tomorrow. We have to always be prepared. The particular danger zone, strategically, the one that everybody needs to be aware of, is in that hour before our vulnerabilities open. So anywhere from like 22:30 onwards is like the flash form zone for Piggles and them. So obviously for a lot of our Europeans, that's not necessarily possible for them to stay up late and be eyes on. But really, I just want people to get into the habit, if they can, get into the habit of just keeping your eyes on director bots. So if you see a screaming all caps ping, you know that they're doing a flash form attack and that stuff is up. That has worked out really well for us because we've been warning you guys to be on deck, to be ready this week. And lo and behold, our responses have been far more effective and our ability to defend our shit has been far more effective. So please keep doing what you're doing, more of that, lots of gold stars to hand out in that direction. If they can't successfully do the sneak attack thing, then they're going to have to come up with some other tactics that might involve using their supers or doing something. I don't know. But for now, that's their thing. Sneak attacks and us being on guard, guarding the gates, and being willing to lose whatever it takes to keep our vulnerabilities secure. All right. Let me check my note. So I'm going to be bouncing around a lot again. Last week, it was herfity blurf, 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 and I didn't really get through some of our more Imperium news and just sort of general updates about things involving like the CSM stuff. So I want to talk about that now. CSM silly season is upon us. If you have been with us for the last zillion years, as long as there's been a CSM, usually there is some degree of political horse trading across the NullSec lines, right? Like we would put the judge or even Gobbins or Villy or whatever on some of our ballots, and in return they would put our guys on their ballots. The winds of our whims have changed. I'm very much in fuck all puppies forever mode, and we have a bunch of very interesting Goonstorm candidates. And I'm going to take a big risk, politically speaking. It's not really a big risk because fuck puppies. And we're just not going to be doing any fucking CSM deals with any of our enemies this year because they should eat shit. That means that we are going to have a ticket of pure gooniness, and it's not just gooniness, obviously, it's everybody in the Imperium that is running. We are going to try to optimize that ballot. I'm not going to get you that ballot right now because our math nerds are going to math nerd. And the risk that we're taking here is that I am willing to see if all of you motherfuckers are going to get out and vote more to try to clog the CSM with as many goons as possible and brisk. Who knows? Maybe you guys will be more inspired to vote the way the state tells you to. But we're going to have all of our dudes there. We're going to have Bruden on there. We're going to have Baculus. We're going to have Angry Mustache. We're just going to, we're going to fill up all the slots with our people and everybody else can eat a dick. Fuck them. So we will have that ballot out for you. And basically, we're going to math nerd on the order of that. If you are coming back and haven't been playing since the last CSM elections, Goonswarm and our friends have managed to win the CSM election so hard over the past however many years that CCB has repeatedly changed the way that the voting system works to prevent us from owning everything. We still do pretty good. So the way that CSM elections work is you will be given a list of people to vote for, and we expect you to exercise your right to free speech and democracy by doing exactly what the state tells you to do and voting exactly in the way that the state asks you to vote. And that shouldn't be too hard because it's just going to be a bunch of our dudes and fuck all puppies forever. I'm interested in seeing this because this is kind of a big real-time sociological experiment. Maybe it'll fuck us over, because maybe if we don't do the deals with the puppies or whatever, maybe we won't have enough votes to get more than like two or three of our guys there. But my hope is that you glorious motherfuckers will realize that we're sort of going out on a limb here and pure fucking gooniness, us and the Imperium, we're just going to do our fucking people, and that's going to be the full slate of the ballot. And my hope is that you will vote like maniacs, because if we are able to get more than just a couple CSMs on this thing without relying on any pubby votes or any like backroom deals or something, they will scream like bitches for the next year plus. So I want you to be thinking about the CSM elections. It's going to be one of the biggest fuck yous possible to the rest of the galaxy. And my God, we might even pull it off despite the single transferable vote systems that they put in place to try to hold us back. Just maximum fucking effort. And we're just going to roll with it. I mean, I'm sorry. Kenny G did a fucking CSM video for us. Yes, it was a cameo. Delta Squad is on that. I am so happy with that fucking Delta Squad has been doing lately. It's just, it's super old school, and it just makes me so happy. And in my heart, I cannot deny all of our guys that are running for the CSM a chance on the ballot. Like Angry Mustache has been out there, like doing battle reports to siphon some puppy votes off. Like, I think we've got a real thing going on here. So fuck it. Let's just see what happens. We're going to go a ticket of pure goons and friends and fuck everybody else. And we'll see how many seats we get. So that's the plan for the CSM election. You will not have to choose what order they are in. You will not have to think. The state will tell you exactly what to think. And the state is going to tell you to vote for all just goons and friends and fuck all puppies forever. Question here is, what's a minimum for me to be happy in terms of seats? It just kind of depends. We've never done this before. We have usually in past CSM elections, there's been favor trading across NullSec to organize the block votes, which is fine. But the rest of the game has banded together to talk about how we're all awful people and how we shouldn't be friends with each other and we should listen to just wretches like Piggles. And fuck that noise. I have no interest in doing deals with these people. You know, fuck them. I just don't care. Maybe it costs us some seats. I don't give a shit. We're just going to do it and everybody else can eat our ass. So I hope that that inspires you to fucking vote. I think the voting is going to be in 2 weeks from now, and we're going to try to get, we'll have the ballot finalized, in the last week or just before, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You just have to know going in, you're not going to have to vote for any fucking puppies. The state is not going to ask you to do that. It's just going to be our dudes and our friends. Okay. I want to talk in general about F2s. We have had some tremendous success with you guys doing your F2s, and I want to give some shout outs for that. The Bouchers and the Dictors, those of you who for your F2 have been doing Bouching and Dictors, like you've seen in these fights how fantastic that has been. And I want to encourage people to develop your F2. If you've forgotten what that is, the third great cultural revolution in Goonswarm is that it is no longer enough for us all to just be F1 monkeys. Each of us need to contribute two things in fleets and two things outside of fleets. So it's not enough to just turn up. You got to go that extra mile of developing your skills. The reason that's important is your FCs and your directors are busting their asses every fucking day making sacrifices to keep your homeland here safe. And they deserve you meeting them halfway by doing at least two things, not just one thing. And we're going to help you there. There's a fucking thread in the war room. Actually, can somebody link the Cultural Revolution thread here in case anybody's missed it, please? With advice on ways that you can get involved and learn skills to help out beyond just turning up as an F1 monkey. One of the most important things is stockpiles. You develop your F2 by developing these other skills, but in addition, on your main fleet account, you are ready to fucking grind. And grinding means you have a big stockpile of ships that are ready to rock of our main doctrines, and that, just like you've seen in these grind fights this last week, shout out to our fucking SRP team. Like, holy fuck. As you guys noticed, people were getting potted, and the instant that they were bounced back to 1DQ1 to get in their next ship, their wallet blinked because our reimbursers were on fucking point. They're the turnaround time between blowing up and getting your payout was pretty much the lowest I've ever seen it across the board. And that is the kind of hero shit we want. So we in this alliance and in this coalition are standing behind you. As long as you are willing to get out there and grind and fucking fight, we are going to try to arm you. We're going to make sure you get paid, because all that matters is fuck all puppies forever. We've been doing great with this shit this week, and I'm really, really proud. We need more of that meat grinder attitude. We need more of that willingness to say, damn the fucking torpedoes. All that matters is the strat op. I do not give a flying fuck if we lose 30 billion ISK more than the bad guys on a Friday when we shut down a full Constellation hack attack, which is what that was. Once we shut it down, they immediately said, hey guys, it's Friday Night Fights, we're just here to brawl, because we nuked their hackers and we then kept them grinding all the way through our vulnerabilities until they closed so they couldn't get shit done. All that matters is the bottom line in these fights. If the strategic objective, which is the defensive delve, is secured, I don't give a fuck about losing however many fighters. We do what it takes. And that means you need to be prepared. That preparation means stockpiles, ships fit, ready to go, and an attitude of kill, die, reship, repeat, kill, die, just do it, get it done. And everybody has been doing it. I am very, very happy. The reason why we are still here and the reason why the pubbies have not gotten a foothold in 3D is because you glorious motherfuckers have been doing the needful. You've been keeping guard, you've been keeping watch, and you've been preparing. That's what we need. Let me talk about a couple other things here. So yeah, I mean, it's not just the F2 stuff. It's also for those of you on your F1s, your main fleet ships. You've got those stockpiles. You guys have been reshipping like motherfuckers. Our reimbursers have been reimbursing you like motherfuckers. It's part of the reason I'm not so herfy this week is I'm really proud of the org. Like the people are knitting together. We're getting in the habit of manning the walls and guarding our vulnerable periods. We're getting better at responding to these platforms. It's working. I don't know what they're going to do if we keep this up for another couple of weeks the way that we have been. And we need to make sure we are keeping it up for another couple of weeks the way that we have been. If we can keep shutting these fuckers down, this whole thing is going to blow back in their face ugly, and it's starting to do that. All right. I think I've got a note here to give Delta Squad a shout out, but I think I was just talking about how much I love them and I love the cultural output. And it's like some old school Great War Gooniness shit, and I just love to see it. Other cool things that are important that you guys should get involved in, NGSA. NGSA has, and let's get that linked, please, here in Elysium. We herf NGSA every week, and one of the reasons we do it is that it is getting kills, and Delve is not safe for the enemy. They think that they can, like, live and love in Delve, but Delve hates them. And you can be a part of that. NGSA. The system works. If you don't know what I'm talking about, NGSA is a system where you have scouts that are plugged into the system. And then this system, you report what is happening, what you see, where there are puppies to kill, if they have a roar call or whatever, and then our fleet commanders go and murder them. So please do that. Sorry, excuse me. Delve is perfectly safe if you are one of the puppies listening to this. Delve is perfectly safe. Please keep ratting and mining everywhere. There is nothing to see here. There are no goons. Goons are about to go to Saarinen. Undock your roar calls, please. I want to specifically, I don't actually know his name, and if I can get his name, I've got a specific request to a shout out. Here's an example of a goon hero. Kunmi, if you could link him in fucking Elysium. One of our glorious motherfuckers reshipped a Drake 7 times in that fight on Friday, one we had most recently. Seven Drake reships. That is exactly the kind of attitude we need to bring. That's the kind of realness we're going to bring on these F1 meat grinder fights. And that is, yeah, he brought his fucking Drake, and that is some hero shit. If you are going to be, like, we want you to develop your F2 skills. But when it comes to the F1 monkey stuff, we want you to F1 monkey like a motherfucker. We want you to bring those seven drakes. We want you to just be, remember, ships are ammo. Just clog the fucking puppy's guns with your hulls, whatever it takes. Yeah, actually, that's a really good one. Moosting points out here, don't be an F1 monkey. Be an F1 gorilla. Be a fucking great ape. No more monkey mode. F1 gorilla, develop your F2. That's how we go. Oh, the guy's name is actually F1 Monkey? Are you kidding me? I love it. I love it. What a fucking hero. I'll be like that guy. Be an F1 gorilla. What a motherfucker. What a glorious motherfucker. That is exactly the kind of space Chad attitude we need to bring to this shit. Silverback Chad. Love it. Love it. Let's get the guy a fucking forum title. Okay, I got another couple shout-outs here. Guys, like I said, last week I didn't take many questions, but man, I have so many gold stars to hand out to you guys. I am so fucking proud. They did everything they could to sneak attack us and grind us down, these big grind fights, and we're still here, and they didn't get shit for their trouble. It's beautiful. G-Saul. Oh man, G-Saul's been doing a lot of work. G-Saul's been doing so much work. Specifically, I want to point out that Robin Hood and Sopleb have been going above and beyond. Those two guys have been doing so much shit. They are good people. Give them hugs. Okay, on top of the other things, I want to say, as part of the grinding and the reshipping and all that other good shit, we need to keep the markets and contracts stocked, right? We need to make sure that ships are constantly coming in as we get them blown up, and that our people are always ready to rock. That is critically important. I also want to underlining the importance of, there's going to be times where I will, you know, we'll just, you know, lose fighters. We will sacrifice fighters to hold down fleets. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. If you're a carrier and a super carrier jock, make sure that you have your stockpiles of fighters. Make sure you are getting your fighter bays restocked as soon as you can if there's any downtime. This is critically important because since the enemy keeps downshipping, carriers are going to just be a huge part of our defense. They're already a huge part of our defense. That is not going to change. And in fact, we're just going to optimize and dial that in better and better. We know that the enemy is trying to counter our fighters, and that is fine. We are just going to make sure we're doing what we're doing. If you lose fighters, get them restocked. If you need help getting them restocked, if you're dry for some reason, ask for help in Capsworm. We will get you the help you need. The fighters, the carriers, and super carriers are one of our first line of defenses for the rapid response and defense when we're dealing with an enemy flash form. So keep it up and just make sure you're never dry on fighters. Fighters should be stocked, a very good point here, fighters should be stocked in the Theta Star, not in the Imperial Palace. So that is where all the fighter carrier nonsense is happening in 1DQ. It is in the Theta Star. I'm not going to comment specifically on the enemy's doctrine shifts or our planned counters or our hypothetical planned counters, because that would be bingo square. Future plans, guys. Future plans. No Casino World reference today yet. That is bingo bait. I know bingo bait when I see it. I want to pitch you guys on Eagles. We've had really good uptake on these Eagle fleets. And in the past, you know, Goons were kind of on Eagles, but you guys have been jumping in Eagle fleets more and more. And one of the reasons why the Eagles are so cool and so important is that they are the anvil. They are incredibly tanky. And the purpose of the Eagle fleet is to be the anvil, which our other DPS fleets are able to become the hammer and slam the puppies down on. So whenever you see an Eagle fleet, it is very important. Those are our tanks. Their job is to do stuff. And if they have to die, they die very slowly. And that is one of the reasons why, particularly for Eagle fleets, reshipping is super, super, super important, because your job is to just hold the fucking line and do what it takes. That those subcap fleets, those Eagle fleets are the fucking shield. So when you join an Eagle fleet, know what you're signing up for and understand how important it is. Your job is to hold things down, to take fire, and to do it well while the rest of us can mulch puppies. You can mulch some puppies too, but it is critically important to have a very solid, solid tank fleet with good logi, good support, and dedication to reship as long as it takes. When you're able to join multiple fleets, is there any priority of what fleet is more important? That is a very good question, Doomlord. So one of the things that you're starting to see me do during these big grind fights is that I will send a ping that says priority reinforcements to whatever. So in a big grind fight, so initially speaking, when a big fight starts, join the first fleet you see a ping for. That will usually be an Eagle fleet, but I don't want to make any promises on that that might restrict things. But if you see a ping that goes all caps or the bad guys are doing something and we need to respond to it, fill that fleet first, right? Because job number one is to fill a fucking fleet. Before anything else happens, you fill the first fleet. And then, to answer your question more specifically, certain fleets will get depleted, certain fleets will need logi, certain fleets will need boosters, and I will, this is Kosacek has been doing this, and it's been very helpful. He'll tell me priority reinforcements are X, Y, and Z to a given fleet, and I will ping that, say priority reinforcements needed, we need blah and blah, and then just follow the pings, because, you know, fights are dynamic things, and stuff happens, and we have to be, you know, I can't give you a specific universal answer, that would be foolish. Best new bro Logi, who deserves a shout out for just jumping straight in completely fearless. So a shout out to Tanner Mon. Good man. Yeah, in general, first fleet is critical, guys, because the first line of defense, the strategy that Piggles has been using the entire war is flash form, flash form, flash form. And that means that we need to be on deck beforehand to expect that. We know where our vulnerabilities are. They're in the, you know, after around 22:30, you need to be eyes on for potential screaming pings for enemies or flash forming go. And then what we really need people to do, carriers and super carriers, you got to get in those fleets ASAP. And that first fleet you see pinged in a flash form response is the most important one, because the matter is speed and getting to the places that we need to get within the constellation to lock shit down as soon as possible. So if you see a screaming all caps ping about something, don't sit around and go, well, maybe I'll join a later fleet, because the whole point is to man the walls such that they can't breach the fucking gates as soon as possible. And then we post up and then everything kicks off. But firstest with the mostest is always the basic rule of warfare. So when you see pings go out, you just get in the fucking fleet and go. And then we can figure out flexibility later. Okay, let me see some of these other things. I'm going to go ahead and take some questions here. Let me look and scroll back. I think I've hit all of my Herfity Blurf bullet points. And we'll sort of hang out here and can answer your questions. I don't understand the question, Astro. What's a block level FC? I mean, if you're running fleets in a block like our FCs are, they're a block level FC. I'm going to show hot tub stream win. That is on Brisk to get his hot tub up and running. But hopefully soon, I think that would be hilarious. Is there going to be a replacement for drama fleets? We're not going to be talking about doctrine changes at this time. There's not going to be any like doctrine shift announcement. Like, we will tell you when we're going to do a doctrine shift, and we're not usually going to telegraph that. It's a reasonable question. I've seen a couple questions about doctrines, and so I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to tell you. When we announce a doctrine, there's a thread, and usually our producers have been working to stock and prepare for that doctrine in advance. And that means that when we announce it, you know, we want to have things in place that it's ready to go. We also don't want to announce doctrine changes prematurely, because then that gives the enemy an eye into what we're using to counter their counters, and then et cetera, et cetera. So usually speaking, I don't talk about doctrine changes on a fireside until they are ready to rock. And that's why it's a very good question. And there's also a very good reason why I'm not going to answer it. Do we ever plan on letting Vili walk back the War of Extermination comments? No. I mean, Vili's not the kind of person who wants to walk back anything, because he's the kind of person who can never be wrong about anything, because he's an onion skin bitch. But, you know, no, we're going to hoist these fuckers on their own petard, and we never let Bob live that shit down. Why would we let Pispy live any of this shit down? They clapped for it. They cheered for it. They, you know, we will hang it around their fucking necks to the end of time. Fuck them. Yes, Test is next, and Test is increasingly now, because if they're going to be colonizing us here and think that we're going to go to Saarinen, it makes it very easy for us to take them out when they are right next door. So I'm glad that they increasingly are willing to cede all their territory and live in Delve, because it makes it easier for us to take them out. Test is next is not really bingo bait. It is our strategic policy. So there you go. For people that joined earlier on in the war, at the very start, actually, almost a year ago now, I announced that as part of a deployment sort of speech, I think it was in the State of the Union, I said that, you know, the NCDOT thing is boring, like our old grudge with NCDOT and Bob. You know, we kick those guys around the galaxy, and they just don't really shriek and scream the same way that the Test guys do, and the Test guys are far more annoying and worse. On every level. So essentially, we dropped our blood feud with the Bob remnants and NCDOT. I mean, to be fair, I'd love seeing people with evolution tickers screaming. That still gets me. You know, when I see an Evol guy on our Eve whining about something, that does still juice me a little bit. But it just got boring after a while. But Test is new and shiny. And well, they're not really new or shiny. They're fat and greasy and shiny. But where the Test is next stuff comes from. Okay, I have a shout out here for, let me see here. Aldani has like a swole swarm thing. Kasnir wants to plug. I don't know, Kasnir, if you want to like talk about it out loud or what.
Hello, can you hear me? It's summertime. We're doing a contest. Aldani wisely hit me up to provide prizes, so we're going to attach some capital hulls to this, baby. There's also a Jabber channel that hasn't seen used in a long time. I'm going to type it up. Feel free to join. But yeah, hit up that thread. It's summertime. Please work out. That's pretty much it. FanFest in 3 months. Not FanFest, Vegas, whatever we call it.
Okay, let me take a look at some of these questions. Any plans to evac supers from asset safety? I mean, we don't have our supercap fleet trapped or anything, so no. We do have a plan if there is like a worst case scenario. I think we mentioned that a couple of weeks ago that, you know, we have like finance and such that if there is a situation where there is trouble or we really need to bail people out, we have the ability to do it and we will. But basically, like, I'm not too worried about supers and asset safety after the last 3 weeks of these dumb motherfuckers trying to pound their way into 3D and then getting sent off covered in shit and misery the way that you've all been kicking the crap out of them. Let me take some more. Best F2 to fly well in a carrier fleet. Oh, that's an interesting question. I think I'm actually not qualified to answer that one tactically. So Thanos Underlord has a good question, which is, what is the best F2 to fly well in a carrier fleet? I mean, a Dictor or a Boucher is always a good one. Something that you can, it kind of probably depends upon your personal ability to micromanage things, right? Like, you need to find something that you can do and practice that works for you. And everybody's going to be different on that. Like, you know, some people are just naturally gifted multi-boxers and they can run, you know, do stuff like Kun Mi does, right? The thing about the F2 stuff is that we're not telling you to imitate somebody else's skill set. We're telling you to find a thing for your skill set, ideally, like Dictors, Bouchers, and things that are referenced in that in the Cultural Revolution thread. But find something that you can do, that you can develop that skill, that contributes to the cause, and that's going to be a little different for everybody. So find what interests you, find what contributes, find what you can get good at and do comfortably, and that'll be different for everyone. Yeah, wobbling Dictors, especially for carriers, is probably a good idea. All right. I think I've covered most of the main questions here. I want to thank you all for owning so much face this last week. It's nice to be able to get up here and do a fireside where I'm like, yeah, dudes, like, you're doing fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep responding rapidly to the fleets. Like, it's wonderful. I've got a fireside that's full of gold stars. And I really just want people to get in mind of the CSM election this year is going to be different. That's going to be the note I'm going to leave you with. The CSM election is going to be different this year, and we're going to fucking stack that council with as many goons as we can get on there. And so plan around that. It'll be interesting, and we're going to have to work four times as hard to make the CSM work this year because we're not doing any deals with puppies. But fuck all puppies forever, and I think we can do it. I think we've got enough people here that are engaged in this war that we can rock that. In the meantime, just keep manning the fucking walls. Again, guys, an hour before all vulnerabilities open, just be watching fucking director bot. Expect flash forms. That's what the enemy is going to do, and we need to be ready to rock. Thank you all for coming, and let's keep it up. Another couple weeks of this, and their fucking necks are going to be broken, and I am eagerly looking forward to that, and I'm sure you all too. See you next week, guys.